Grain trade, we are higher on the corn market. Not a surprise there after that Pro Farmer Crop Tour announcement Friday afternoon. Now, they probably have the direction right. You know, we're going to be lighter on the yields, but they do have a record of overshooting. You know, when they do find lower yields, they're much lower than what the USDA puts out. And then where they're higher, they kind of miss it the other way too. So the grain trade did take it as a directional. We have carryouts for corn that continue to go lower, likely September crop report of another lower yield prospect. I think many are dialing in like a 178 to 180 yield from the USDA. What are they going to do with on demand and play with? We do know they have to do a little bit more of old crop demand increases. And then new crop, well, let's just say they're probably a too conservative on their thoughts. We're going to see more demand there too, especially from Europe. So carryouts, corn, my number is well below 1.5 billion. But nonetheless, we have achieved a first objective on the upside. If you follow heartlandinvest.com, we've been discussing this 524, 525 range for corn. Got there overnight, then a quick sell-off early this morning. Recovery is occurring off that sell-off, but still we're well off night session highs on that corn, up 9 cents right now at 517.5 on December. Even that old crop September, which many of the elevators are already off of that right now, up 9 cents at 492.75. March corn up 8.25, 531.75. Now the wheat trade kind of torn between two lovers. Soybeans are lower. Wheat were mixed. We have hard red winter wheat and spring wheat lower on the session, while Chicago wheat a little higher. Hey, Russia and Ukraine not playing nice in the sandbox, but some think that maybe there's a resolution coming. So the wheat trade not blowing up to the upside just yet, but it is August 24th. We get into September. We need a lot of wheat moving through that Black Sea waterway. They can't move more than half of their wheat out of Ukraine and out of Russia via land and rail and truck. Poland, not happy with a lot of grain coming through their country from Ukraine because it usually gets dumped in their country. So we'll see here. The wheat trade is higher by 2.75 cents on Chicago, 702.25 last there. Kansas off 2.25, 770.25. December Minneapolis wheat down just a half a penny right now at 724. Now, soybeans are lower because soybean oil is sharply lower, down 2.5 cents a gallon to 67.05, as a lot of waivers were granted for small refineries to pass on required credits, and that has soybean oil dragging soybeans down more than anything. The yield guess from Pro Farmer, about as expected, where the USDA was at 53 bushel to the acre, but it's had soybean oil drop that's pulling us down on beans here today, down 14.25 for November soybeans, 12.25 and a quarter. January losing 14.5 cents at 12.39 and a quarter. Cattle futures, we are lower today after a big recovery on Friday. Cattle on feed report was considered friendly, but in the end, whatever's not placed now gets placed later. The feeder index coming in sharply lower, down $4.17 at 336.83, narrowing that gap between August feeders and the feeder index, which has to come together here by next Monday. Otherwise, box beef out today. Select does show a jump of $3.34. Choice off 84 cents. This money's going to go to the Packers. They're making money now. They've made sure that they're not losing anymore. The board under pressure as August cattle are concerned that the cash trade will be a lower again this week as they settle out this August cattle contract Friday and Monday. Talk is of 220 cash, maybe 221 this week. Down 237 right now on August cattle at 220.77. We'll see if that sticks. Deferreds are lower by $3.62 on October, 214.30. December down 365 at 214.85. President Trump is catching a lot of heat over the announcement of importing 300,000 metric tons of beef into the U.S. for an election day ploy. But for just 90 days is all he's bringing in for, reducing the tariff for this trimming to be blended with our hamburger meat to get the price of hamburger down and elections. I mean, here's the thing. Eggs is one thing. It's hard to replace eggs. But when it comes to protein animal sourcing, if you can't afford the beef, there's plenty of chicken and plenty of pork around. This really didn't need to happen. So the pressure on the administration from a lot of senators and congressmen might get this reversed. We'll see here. So a weakness is prevalent in the cattle trade today, retreating some of the gains we had seen off of Friday's reversal lows. We did not make new lows today on this cattle drop. We've retreated about 80% of those gains, and now we'll see if we can hold these deferred cattle like at 215 here for December cattle into the close. That would be helpful. Feeder cattle under pressure. Now, we do have the Arizona border up opening today to Mexican feeder cattle. Keep in mind, this is not a wall of calves coming, and they're just not going to run these trucks into the Arizona port of entry in Douglas, a city of Douglas, and somebody jumps up on the side of the cattle rack and looks in and says, "All good." No. These cattle are going to be offloaded, run through a chute. Vets will be viewing them for any sores where New World screwworm likes to infect these animals, watching for any signs of it before they're loaded back up again. They're thinking maybe 700 head a day. So you get it in 20 days. That's only 14,000 head. It's not like we're going to get a rush of feeder cattle for a while. They're going to do this for a week or two, make sure everything works good before they announce another port of entry. Like last year, they had one every week happening. That's not going to be this time around. But feeders are under pressure just the same. August at $333.97 on that August contract, down 77 cents. But September down 477, 324.25. October down 510. 318.55. November off 477, 311.47. January down 437 at $303.30. Again, retreating about 80% of Friday's gains and now getting a little bit of a bounce. We'll see if we're getting through all this bearish news. The lows maybe were Friday. We'll see. It kind of looks like that was the bad spike for all this bearish news, especially if President Trump changes his mind. And he hasn't changed his mind before. Yes, I'm being sarcastic. He does change his mind on a daily basis. This might get reversed, which could help bounce this cattle market back up again. We'll see how that plays out. Hogs, October up 15 cents, 81.02. December down 5 cents, 71.47. Gold, we're mixed with the metals. We're up $17 on silver, on gold right now, $4,697, while silver's down a dollar, $69.33 on the December contract. Bitcoin up $1,750 today on the August contract, hit $80,000 during the day. Now we're $78,930 last. Crude oil on the retreat. Strait of Hormuz is open for business, but we're only seeing traffic of about 20% of the pre-war levels. But it's a start. Things are happening. Crude oil for November is off $1.96, $83.20. Gasoline October down 8 cents a gallon. $2.96 a gallon. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.